She was homeless. Now she's headed to college. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, Sandhill Cranes are stopping in Kansas on their spring migration.
It's a beautiful, peaceful conversation that everybody in the world should hear at least once.
But first, a new scholarship established at Wichita State University helps students from Southeast High School who have overcome significant adversity. KMUW's Daniel Caudill spoke with the first recipient about her plans for the future and what it was like to be surprised with $50,000.
Southeast senior Natalia Malcolm has seen her fair share of hardship, but her smile remains, along with the determination to help others. And when she starts at Wichita State this fall, she says that desire to help will be her guide.
I've always just seen myself like making a difference and like trying to help people, you know? That's all I want to do in life. I just want to help people. I don't know how, but we'll see.
Natalia is the first recipient of the new Overcoming Adversity Scholarship from Wichita Southeast High School and the Bogart Family Foundation. She was recently surprised with the $50,000 scholarship in front of her classmates.
I didn't even think I was going to get that far, but then they called my name. I was like, what? Like, I was so surprised.
Natalia experienced homelessness during her sophomore year. She spent nearly 6 months living out of rental cars with her mom after an eviction.
It was like living the same day every single day, and it was rough and it was exhausting, but I feel like at the end of the day, like, I knew that eventually it would pass. But even, like, being realistic, it doesn't feel like it during the time, you know?
Natalia says she's in a much better spot now, but without the scholarship, she doesn't know if she'd be able to attend college. Southeast graduate Ronald Bogart founded the scholarship with students like Natalia in mind.
Now that I'm in a position to give back to my community, I wanted to do something in education because education, I think, opens a lot of doors regardless of your background and your circumstances.
Bogart grew up in Wichita and graduated from Southeast in 1992. He attended college in California and later New York, where he now works in real estate finance. Bogart says he wanted the scholarship to help people who might not be able to attend college otherwise. The scholarship has no specific academic requirements.
It wasn't based on a high GPA or high ACT scores. Certainly wasn't an athletic scholarship. It was to find somebody that was smart, ambitious, and needed the financial assistance.
Seven other finalists at Southeast will each receive $6,000. Staff at WSU and Southeast reviewed applicants for the scholarship, so Bogart was not involved in selecting Natalia. But after coming to know her and her story, he says she's clearly a great fit.
Even though she's had challenges that she's been very open about and very public about, she's not going to let that determine what her future holds for her.
Outside of school, Natalia loves art and spending time with family, like her little nieces and nephews.
All my sisters especially, oh, I love them. They've been there so much for me. I love them so much.
She says she's excited about her next chapter at Wichita State and keeping an open mind about where it could take her.
I feel like my goal is just to, I don't know, live life to the fullest, have fun, experience everything, live in the moment.
For The Range, I'm Daniel Caudill.
There's more of Daniel's story at KMUW.org. Spring officially begins today, and in Kansas that means birds and bird watchers will flock to Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira Wildlife Refuge as part of the spring migration. Becky Tanner takes us there in this encore edition of Hidden Kansas.
Chances are you may have already heard the early birds. That cacophony of sound as the sun rises and sets in your neighborhood. Spring birds are singing. Robins, wrens, finches, and more are calling out and letting you know about the first stirrings of the spring migration. Turkey vultures are beginning to soar over Kansas skies, as are the first purple martins. But the best is yet to come.
My favorite times of the year are spring and fall, and the spring migration is off the chart, and the fall migration rewinds it.
That's Dan Witt, a retired urologist from Hoisington. His hobby is wildlife photography, and he's created a newsletter called Marsh Musings. He just recently was named to the Audubon of Kansas Board of Governors.
I'm interested in the well-being of the Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira National Refuge.
Why?
There's no place like it. No other wetlands have their credentials. No other wetland supports as many species and is completely responsible for their survival in their migrations. And for Kansas to have two of them is a gift, and we have to protect them.
The peak of the spring migration won't be until the last week of April and the first week of May. Some birds, such as waterfowl, ducks, geese, and cranes, have mostly pushed through. Still others are just beginning. One of his favorite sounds is when sandhill cranes call to one another.
The sandhill cranes come by the thousands and end up in the Platte River in Nebraska. And the reverse happens in September, October, and November.
The sandhill cranes are most likely to be seen in Kansas's two best-known marshes, Quivira National Wildlife Refuge and Cheyenne Bottoms.
The call of the sandhill is haunting and lovely and impressive. It's a squawk with a rasp, and it sounds awful if you're standing right next to it. When they're flying 1,000 feet or higher in the air, and they're gliding almost silently, and they're talking to each other, it's a beautiful, peaceful conversation that everybody in the world should hear at least once.
For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
You can read more about the spring bird migration at kmuw.org. Before we go, a few words on variety. Earlier this week, we had freezing temperatures and wind chills of -2. This coming weekend, we'll wear t-shirts. That's springtime in Kansas. People joke about the conditions here, and they're right. Don't like the weather? Wait a few minutes. And while it might be a challenge to figure out your daily wardrobe, our Kansas weather does keep things interesting. My backyard peach tree exploded in pink blossoms during our fall spring a few weeks ago. Now I fear that any chance of fresh peaches later this summer blew away in that 50-mile-an-hour wind. But the rosemary is back, and so is the asparagus. Chives are peeking up from the herb garden, too. Say what you want about California sunshine, I love our varied seasons and weather extremes. Every forecast is an adventure. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.